Hey, good morning. This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for David Fair. And our buddy, Russ Collins, president, CEO, all-around great guy of the State and Michigan Theater, sitting to my left this morning. You're right as you're facing your radio dial. People still have radio dials?
Yeah. Oh,
well, people still go see the movie, so why not?
Absolutely.
You know, hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's we're dead in the center of Cinetopia. We had our Detroit Voices screening and down in Detroit. That was great. Lots of folks came out to the Detroit Institute of Arts to see short films done by Michigan folks.
So it was a good kind of busy.
It was a good kind of busy.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. What's next on the docket?
Well, in terms of Cinetopia, we've got tonight. We've got a bunch of screenings in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
And there's at 4 o'clock. There's a screening of a really fun documentary about Middle Eastern food trucks called Soufra. This we've been talking about this film internally for months and months and months. It's so much fun. Nico 88 is a fiction film about Nico, the Andy Warhol superstar that was the vocalist for the Velvet Underground. And she tries to revive her career. It ends up being towards the end of her life. Then there's a film called The Relaxer, which is by a Grand Rapids filmmaker by the name of Joel Petrakis, and he actually has he's created a very distinct style, a Michigan filmmaker that we can be proud of, kind of a mumblecore kind of film, with a real Michigan connection. And then the Arab American Film Festival continues with Wajib, which is a Palestinian drama. They're a great, great partner there in Dearborn at the Arab American National Museum. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have just jam-packed performances, screenings that are happening all day. We've got a Secretopia, so I can't tell you what the film is.
Ooh.
But it actually, well, you know, I can.
I say, I'm assuming you know what it is, and you can make that decision.
This is going to be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's The Russian Five, which is a documentary about the Red Wings, Russian natives that came and really delivered lots of Stanley Cups to the Detroit
A little bit
area.
Of tragedy to that story, too,
there
unfortunately,
is.
But some great triumph at the end, too.
It is a really wonderful story. It was shown at the Freak Festival, so we're really happy to bring that back. We have a wonderful Chinese drama called Angel. Angels Wear White. The Guilty is one of the hottest films during Cinetopia, and it's really unusual, and it's going to be in Detroit. It's a film from Denmark, and it's basically a guy in a police station talking on the telephone, and it sounds tremendously boring, but it is something that you are on the edge of your seat the whole time. He's dealing with, you know, little traffic accident things, and then this what appears to be a hostage situation develops, and he thinks he's talking to the victim, ends up it's not what he thinks, and the audience and the police officer are surprised. It is a very, very cool film.
I just want to say, you know, we always say that the best way to, you know, see the world is to see the world, but independent filmmakers from around the world, if you really want to experience a culture, this is an incredible way to do it. The nuance, the language, the style, the food they eat, the environment they live in, how they live their day-to-day lives and their culture, this is an incredible way to experience it. So very glad you're bringing that. And then, of course, our independent filmmakers from all over the country. We have a weird dichotomy going right now where we have these giant Hollywood blockbusters that are expected to make $1 billion, but there's this huge, thriving independent filmmaker scene, and I'm so glad that Cinetopia is a film festival that brings them into our area.
Absolutely. And David Diggs, who's the co-writer and actor of a film called Blindside, he was nominated for a Tony Award for Hamilton. And this is a film that he's going to be here. This is going to be on Friday at the Charles Wright African American Museum.
Well, good. Anything to do with Hamilton is really hot right now.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. And we are so excited about this film. We haven't shown it yet, but the buzz is building tremendously on it. And you were so right about the international films. Filmmakers from all over the world are coming. We have a wonderful Turkish film called Butterflies. I could just go on and on and on. The film, the festival culminates on Sunday, and there's a full schedule of screenings in Ann Arbor and Detroit and Dearborn. Two things that folks are really looking forward to is Love Gilda, which is a documentary on Gilda Radner. Oh. That's going to be at the Detroit Institute of Arts.
What a talent.
Specially sanctioned by the family.
Oh, good.
They wanted one screening, only one screening, and they wanted it at the DIA. We are so happy about that. A Boy, a Girl, a Dream is by a real up-and-coming filmmaker. We showed his film last year where he proposed to what ended up being his co-screenwriter of this film, A Boy, a Girl, a Dream, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. It's got distribution later in the year.
And that's a local guy doing that, right?
Okay. Yeah, Kasim Basir. And earlier in the festival, we had Corey Hardwick, who's one of the stars. I think Samantha is going to be here with Kasim for the screening on Sunday at 6 o'clock. So head on down to Detroit, go to see Love Gilda, and then A Boy, a Girl, a Dream, Love on Another.
I love those backstories too, Russ, because you know when you learn that they've kind of fell in love as this thing was going on, you look for that in the story of the film. You kind of try to see, ooh, is this a moment maybe that they came closer together, something like that.
And it is a love story. So anyway, lots of the total of 55 different programs throughout the festival, 110 screenings.
Just real quick, if we want information about Cinetopia, is it cinetopia.org? Is
that cinetopiafestival.org? Okay. Right. Or you can go to the mishtheater.org.
Okay, it's a lot to keep track of, but if I want to set a schedule for myself, I need a handy guide.
Yep, and you can pick up a guide kind of all over town, so go check it out.
We'll have some out today at our yard sale from 11 to 2 out here at the grounds of Eastern Michigan, so we'll have those sitting on the table as well.
Come check it out.
All right, what's Hollywood up to?
Well, Hollywood is releasing this film called Hereditary, which is a thriller that folks are looking forward to. The matriarch of a family passes away, and then her daughter's family seems to be unraveling. There seems to be an evil force that starts to take over the family. Ari Aster is the director-writer of the film, and a local guy by the name of Mike Gould did laser effects. And this is a very small budget film that's really gotten a tremendous about a buzz.
But it's not a guy just standing there going pew 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 pew.
Is no,
that an
no.
actual legitimate. Okay.
Yeah, and they literally looked all over the country, and Mike Gould, who you have probably seen his work projected on buildings all over town at various points in time for festivals and things, was hired to do this, and it's very, very cool. Hereditary is a film that should do very well at the box office, and we're looking forward to doing it at the Michigan and the state.
Okay.
The writer is it's a combination of a fiction and documentary film about a guy that had a near fatal head injury with horseback riding.
Mm-hmm. He's a cowboy, yeah.
And he just can't keep away from the rodeo dynamic that he grew up in, even though it could mean, you know, literal death for him. And it's about the struggle for this guy. It's, again, well-reviewed film. And then Ethan Hawke stars in First Reformed, which is where he plays a priest in a small congregation in upstate New York. The film was written by Paul Schrader, who did Taxi Driver. He was the screenwriter for Taxi Driver. And this has got a great, great, great background, great performances, great folks connected to it. Ethan Hawke, Paul Schrader, First Reform opens tomorrow. We've got a fun documentary, Always at the Carlisle, which is the New York hotel that has a great music club as part of it. And that's playing for a short run between June 12th and June 14th. And then we're still playing A Quiet Place, and everybody loves RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's actually a huge hit for a documentary film. It's pretty amazing. And then opening at the Multiplex is Ocean's 8. So this is a female cast version of the heist films that are the Ocean films.
Yeah, Sandy Bullock is the sister, cousin, something like that, of George Clooney's character from
That's
the original trilogy. All right, yeah, it looks very interesting. I mean, what an incredible cast, too. All these women together. I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yep, absolutely. And so they put this goal of ripping off the Met Gala that's done in New York City.
I was bummed it doesn't take place in Las Vegas because Oceans 11 and 13 were vastly superior to Oceans 12. That's my personal opinion, but maybe Oceans 9 will be the sequel, and they'll do that one in Vegas.
There you go. Hotel Artemis is the other commercial film that's opening up during the week, this is a high-octane action thriller that stars Jodie Foster, this takes place in the future, just about 10 years from now, in a dystopian future, of course. But it's got a huge cast with Jeff Goldblum and Zachary Quinto.
Oh, and a gritty character for Jodie Foster, too. It looks interesting.
She plays the nurse,
yeah,
which she's a healthcare professional.
Hey, and congratulations in order, by the way, for you and for the State Theater, according to an article you handed me here.
That's right.
The project of the year for the renovation
for
at
the
State Theater.
Yeah.
And you were awarded the Preservationist of the Year, I'm assuming for the same project.
It's for the Michigan and the state. Okay. It was a career award, but this award literally goes to the community. It was dozens and dozens of staff members and board members who made this work, and a very, very supportive community. So this is really a community award.
Agree with you 100%. Things like that don't happen by accident here in our community.
Or by any single person.
Hey, great efforts by people like yourself and those that are on your side of the ball, but of course, great support from the community helping to make it happen. Thank you, Russ, for being here this morning for Cinema Chat.
We're very pleased to be here. We'll see everyone at Cinetopia Festival.
This is 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station, WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.